When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello Wanderers. A few announcements before we get into today's episode. We have a huge community growing on Discord, so if you would like to chat with like-minded people about a variety of topics, go check it out. Also, we're doing a listener corner at the end of our episodes to answer some of your questions or replies. If you would like a chance for your replies to be featured at the end of an episode, you can reply through our email at thetravelersguidetothebackroom@gmail.com or through X, formerly known as Twitter. You're also able to reply to our end-of-episode questions on Spotify as well for our Spotify listeners. That's all we have to say here, so without any further delay, let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the most well-known phenomena within the backrooms, and something that we believe all wanderers should know as a basic skill. So, I hope you're not prone to clipping sickness, because today, we'll be discussing about the nature of no clipping. Basic descriptions. So, what is no clipping? It actually blows my code that we haven't touched on this fundamental aspect of the backrooms in detail yet. No clipping is the term coined by wanderers, referring to the action of phasing through an object, space, or reality itself, either controlled or lack thereof. Most, if not all, wanderers that can be encountered within the backrooms have in one or another no clipped in some way. A vast majority of the backroomian population can attribute their fates here to no clipping from the front rooms. An act most had no control over and deeply regret. Many describe no clipping as a sense of falling through reality, though this description is quite subjective. Some describe it as traveling through darkness without any sensations, while some state being able to see just fine during phasing. It should go without saying everyone experiences no clipping in vastly different ways. So, how does one go about no clipping and destroying everything we know about physics? That's a very controversial question, to say the least. Almost every statement on how one no-clips is different in some way. Many contradict other reports. As far as we've been able to discern, the method of no-clipping is specific to each wanderer, as the mindset while clipping, muscle control, and a multitude of different factors play into how it is executed. We advise that wanderers talk with others who've been able to master the skill and use gathered information on the topic as a guide to find out what works best for them. No-clipping is a very important and powerful skill within the backrooms, that can decide whether you may live another day. So it goes without saying that many of the backroom's greatest minds have come together to compile all of their knowledge on the matter, so let's see if I can serve it in a deliciously casual manner. With that adequate description out of the way, let's get into the different types of no-clipping that can be performed. Starting with the safest and most consistent form of phase shifting. Stable no-clipping. Stable no-clipping. So, stable no-clipping is the more reliable and most likely used type of clipping within the backrooms. What we mean by stable no-clipping is that a wanderer clipping in a specific way can perform a phase shift with great accuracy to a specific corresponding location. Clipping into point A will always send you to point B. We should state now that the forms in which the clipping can take can vary greatly. From clipping into a chair while holding a specific item, to thinking of a particular set of thoughts, there's no limit to the requirements needed to be done. While we're on that topic, here are some examples of stable no-clippings that can be performed, that we're aware of. Attempting to no-clip through a desk while holding art supplies within level 57 will have you clipping into level 321. Another example of odd requirements happens within level 89. By making physical contact with a poster depicting a high school schedule, will cause the wanderer to begin clipping through it and the wall it's posted on, bringing them to level 52. So, when preparing for a stable clip, you can rest much easier knowing you won't just pop up into a random location. Unstable no clipping. Next is, you guessed it, unstable no clipping. Though it has a negative name, it's not as bad as you may assume. Unstable no clipping refers to phase shifts in which A, you're able to arrive at a specific place through a variety of other locations, or B, clipping at one specific place can send you to a multitude of different areas. These are considered unstable, but compared to other methods of clipping we'll get into, these are rather safe to traverse. Examples of both methods of unstable clipping are as follows. For the first method, coming across any moving paintings depicting a house with a bright yellow sun in a blue sky, accompanied by green grass anywhere within the back rooms can be used to clip into level 330. As for the second method, attempting to perform any method of no clipping within level 81 will have you clip into a random negative level. So, before preparing for an unstable no clip, be aware of the possible locations you could be sent to, and always have a plan ready for each if possible. Erratic no clipping. So, getting into the more dangerous forms of no clipping, that brings us to erratic no clipping. This method of clipping is on the random side on where you can end up. Erratic no clipping can spontaneously happen anywhere within the back rooms, with no rhyme or reason for it occurring. Luckily, this form of clipping isn't as dangerous as it may seem. Mostly sending wanderers to places that are more tedious than life-threatening. So the survival ratio of wanderers undergoing this method is rather high. Another strange quirk of erratic no clipping is how it can affect time around a wanderer. Sometimes when engaged in this type of clipping, time can slow down, speed up, or outright skip about. All while the wanderer is stuck still, experiencing these time departures unmoving. Luckily though, these events don't last for too long, though with time being a major factor, this may not always be the case. As we stated earlier, erratic no clipping can happen at random, with their causes being unknowable by that fact. Because of this, we advise that wanderers keep this in mind and always be on alert for sudden clipping events. No clipping. We finally made it to the last form of no clipping, and the most dangerous type. No exclamation mark clipping, which we will refer to as no clipping for ease of mind, is an extremely rare form of clipping that can easily be fatal for wanderers. No clipping refers to a multitude of situations, the most common of which being incomplete phase shifting. Or in better words, when a wanderer gets stuck partially clipped through a wall or object. As you could guess, this could end horribly for a wanderer, for obvious reasons of course. Sometimes failing to clip correctly in a multitude of ways can cause a wanderer to appear far above the ground. Mostly beyond the point of survival. And like we stated earlier with erratic no clipping, no clipping can mess with time as well. Most notably, having the wanderer become stuck in a temporal loop. A loop that can span multiple levels. And while we're on the topic, no clipping can cause a wanderer's body to be split across multiple levels as well, a very grim fate within the backrooms. There are most likely many other fates no clipping may cause, but as far as we know, these are the main ones that can be encountered. Like the other types of clipping, with knowledge on the subject and reliable practice, one could theoretically bring their chances of running into a no clipping event down quite a bit. Closing words. So, that is the basic knowledge of how no clipping works. How do you guys feel about no clipping within the backrooms? What do you think no clipping would feel like? We would love to hear what you all think. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. Hello there, and welcome to our Listener Corner, where we'll try to answer any questions you may have about the backrooms. Well, to the best of our abilities at least. For today's segment, we'll be going over some of our favorite replies from the latest episode, Level 21 Explained. In that episode, we asked what did you think about the clickers or the warp tears within Level 21, and as always, you guys never fail to give me some great responses. Starting us off today is a reply from a listener named NRS asking, could clickers be weaponized by using their printouts to fortify your base from other wanderers? That's a really interesting question, NRS. I believe if you were able to collect enough pages to line your structures, this would be a sound, yet time-consuming plan. The hard part would be collecting the papers, as well as not being affected by them yourself. The next reply comes from Six Gamer God saying, I think the warp tears are a tour in reality, where the edge of the backrooms meets the edge of the frontrooms, causing instant travel between levels. That's a good theory and one that the MEG should be looking into more. Any group that can somehow open and close these warp tears would be able to travel anywhere within the backrooms with moderate safety. And better yet, may be able to return to their original reality. Thanks for the reply, Gamer God. Our last reply today comes from Sorry God of Jing saying, to be honest, I think the warp tears are something made by an entity. More powerful than Jerry, sorry Jerry, perhaps even Jerry. Firstly, how can you say something so controversial, yet so brave? To assume this is beyond Jerry's ability is blasphemy to the highest degree. However, it could be entirely possible that these tears were created by a powerful entity. That leads to a more pressing question. What could have done them, and what are their motives? Thank you all for the awesome replies you leave for us. We love reading them and pondering how they would work out within the backrooms. If you have any questions about the backrooms you'd like us to answer, feel free to email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com. We love hearing your questions and would love to answer some of them at the end of the episode. Thank you all again for listening, and as always, have a wonderful day and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, we have Blur Green, Evie Jeebies, Brandon Briars, Coconut Cluster, Shelby Girl Gaming, My Friends Call Me PK, Sushi Panguini, Anakin Bumgardner, and Ridiculous. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Spooky Tooth, X the Warrior, Rachel, Manicord, Brandon Berry, Undead, Stephen Conger, and Cast the Cast Iron Crow. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. Though our Patreon is closed at the moment, if you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more when we start it back up, consider becoming a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.